Well, a couple of weeks ago, Brother Larry asked me if I'd do this today. Never pass up an opportunity to proclaim God's word. But when we had our association meeting here on the 26th of September, and our area minister, Victor Shields, told us about the theme that's coming up for West Virginia Baptist in the next year, it's going to be prayer. And so I thought, well, we might do something on that line about prayer. So this morning, if you want to turn in your Bibles over to the book of Daniel in the 9th chapter. So we'll see what we can get out of this thing. Of course, we know Daniel was a mighty prophet, and of course, the book of Daniel is just a whole book of history. And we don't want to get too much into that. But at least what I want to really pick out here this morning is Daniel was a prayer warrior, and even from the time he was 18 years old when he was captured in Jerusalem. Daniel prayed all the time. And we see, as we read and study the book of Daniel, you can see the answers to God's prayers for Daniel. And we know Daniel, you know, he was getting ready to, he was going to throw him into the fiery furnace, but they wouldn't bow. Daniel and his companions wouldn't bow to Nebuchadnezzar's deal, whatever they wanted to do. They said, no, we're not compromising. We're not compromising. And then they looked in the furnace, and Nebuchadnezzar says, I thought we threw three of them in there, but I see the fourth man walking in the furnace. Daniel's prayers were answered. As we look here, in the first year of Darius, the son of Xerxes, of the lineage of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the numbers of years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. Then I set my face towards the Lord God to make requests by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. I want you to pay particular attention to that. He says, I set my face towards the Lord God, seeking the Lord. Then I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant with mercy and with those who love him and with those who keep his commandments. We have sinned and committed iniquities. We have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and your judgments. Neither have we heeded your servant the prophet who spoke in your name to our kings and to our princes and to our fathers and all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but to us shame of face. That is, it is this day the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, those near and those far off in all the countries to which you have driven them because of the unfaithfulness which they have committed against you. O Lord, to us belong shame of face, to our king, our princes, to our fathers, because we have sinned against you. May the Lord add a blessing to this part of the scripture. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, again, we thank you for your word this morning. Lord, we just ask you to be with us, guide us, and direct us through this part of the service. It's in your precious name that we pray. Again, we see our country in bad shape. We see all kinds of wickedness going on in this old world. You name it, and it's out there. Satan deals with us every day, trying to get us to get into some of these worldly things. He can just laugh at us if he can defeat us. So we need to be like Daniel. We need to be strong. We need to pray. We need to seek Jesus. Are we really seeking the Lord? And that means to have a, do we desire to have a relationship with our God? Or are we just going through the motions? You see, they done a survey, and I don't know where they get all this information, but the average Christian only prays 3 times a day, prays 3 minutes a day. That's the average Christian. And sad to say, it doesn't get much better for pastors, because they say the average pastor only prays 7 minutes a day. Folks, we are in need of prayer. If we're going to see things happen, if we're going to see a revival take place in this country, if we're going to see a revival take place in East Clarksburg Baptist Church, we need prayer. You don't need theology. You don't need the theology. You need neology. That's what the Lord wants us to have. Have a prayer. And you say, well, I pray. Okay, that's good. Everybody needs to pray. What he tells us over in, let's see, let me find here. 6th chapter of Matthew. Let me find out where I'm at. 6th chapter of Matthew, and he says, and when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father, who is in secret places, and your Father will see a secret, will see it is in secret, will reward you openly. And the 16th verse tells us, moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites, with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. So you see, if we want something, and we want it bad enough, we need to be fasting and pray. Well, and some people say, well, fasting's old-fashioned. Well, it might be old-fashioned. They did it in Daniel's day. They did it in Matthew's day. And we can still do it in our day if we want it bad enough. But you see, sometimes we pray, we don't ask God for specifics. We just say, good morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Be with me through the day. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right. We'll give you credit for praying. But are you seeking God? Are we really sincere when we're praying? We're not just going through the motions, because God says in the Bible to pray. You see, he tells us up here that we have sinned. We have lost the precepts of what God has given us. We don't practice reading our Bible. We don't practice praying. We don't practice praising and singing and giving God the glory. See, we get weak in these ideas. We're losing the precepts, the commandments that he gave to us. He says to love our enemies, pray for those who hate you, And boy, it's hard to pray for your enemy. But the scripture tells us to pray for your enemy. Folks, we need to get back to this praying and fasting. We have sinned. We sin every day. But we need to get back to it. We need to get back to praying. Really sincere praying. Asking God for the blessings. And He's got them just waiting on us. If we'll just ask Him. You see, sometimes we don't get the answers because, see, it's not right in the heart. If it's not right in the heart, you can't be blessed. You see, we get a head salvation, we don't get a heart salvation. You see, if you get it in the head and you don't move to the heart, we're still lost. You see, we need to be praying, and I mean praying. That's what He wants us to do. God had a prayer life. Everything that He went to do, when He went to His first miracle, when He went to turn the water into wine, He had a prayer. All the healings, the Lord had to give, He always had a prayer. And He looked to His Father and prayed. You see, we're looking up. But are we praying? Are we sincere with our Lord? You see, we've lost the precepts that He has taught us. So we need to get back just back to basics. You see, there's nothing complicated. But human life, the way it is, sometimes we get too busy. You see, we run out of here and we've got 50 different ways to go today. We're just too busy people. We got to slow down. And thank the Lord for what He's doing for us. You see, Paul, even when in his worst times, had time to pray. We see here Daniel, even before he was thrown in the lion's den, had time to pray. And here we have all these big old lions with jaws that big, and here they throw in their dinner, and never even touched it. Come out of the furnace with not a hair's cords on his head. All three of them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Answer to prayer. You see. When we get too busy with things of the world, you see, we got to do this, we got to do that. We're going here, we're going there. And then if we don't have time to pray, we don't have time to sit down and read scriptures, all the precepts that the Lord has taught us to do, we've kind of done away with them. We're out here trying to do it on our own. I tell you, folks, Walmart might save you a dime, but they won't save your soul. Won't save your soul. You can do all that you can do. You can be the best person on the street, but you can't save your soul. You see, John 14:4 tells us, nothing but by the blood. I am the truth, the light. No man Folks, there's only one way. There's only one way. He died on the cross for you and I. If you've seen the movie The Passion, when they beat our Lord with a whip, had him bleeding furiously, what a punishment he took for you and I, that we may have his plan of salvation. Wow. He went into the Garden of Gethsemane to pray, and on his knees prayed for you and I. And he sweated drops of blood. Folks, we can't even come close to praying that hard. We can't even come close when we pray. We don't even break a sweat when we pray. Are we seeking the Lord? Do we desire a relationship with our Lord? Folks, that's where it's at. You're going to see results. You've got to have prayer. You've got to have a prayer life. You see, the disciples asked the Lord to teach them to pray. And you taught them the Lord's Prayer, the week old Lord's Prayer. But if you go over into the book of John and read the 17th chapter and read the Lord's Prayer that he prayed right before his crucifixion. Folks, we can't comprehend that prayer. That prayer is so powerful and so deep that our little minds, we can't even begin to comprehend what the Lord would say. You ought to take time. If you haven't read that for a while, you ought to take time to read that 17th chapter. The Lord's Prayer that he prayed for you and I. And he's ready to go on the cross. And he says in the first verse, "My hour has come." And he knew right then what he was going to do. He was sent here by the Father to die for you and I. And he says, "My hour has come." And right before he goes, he has time to pray for us, for you and I, for his church. You see. And folks, let me tell you, without a shadow of doubt, we don't give him nothing like he gave for us. What he did for us. And we may have a home in heaven. You see. How beautiful heaven must be. But as I read to you, in the third chapter of John, he says, "Assuredly, verily, verily." Whenever you see that in scriptures, you better pay attention, because there's something important coming right after that. And what did he say? If you want to see the kingdom of heaven, you must be born again, spiritually. He's telling Nicodemus, "Came by night." You must be born again, spiritually. You see, you can do all the right things. You can do all the right things. You can come to church, you can pray, you can sing songs, you can do this. But if you haven't accepted Him as your Lord and Savior, if you won't have that born again experience, you're bad news. charities, and they're active in their community, they do a lot of things. But if you ask them what born again means, they can't tell you. They can't tell you. Folks, we've got a lot of work to do. We have lots of work to do, and the time is getting short. The time is getting short. We see all these things happening that the Lord tells us will happen before His coming. But you see, when He comes, He's coming quickly. When He comes, He won't give you no advance notice. You don't have time to start reading your Bible and find out what you should do to be saved. You won't have time to say, hey, this is my last hurrah. I'm going to take 2 or 3 days and really whip it up, and then I'm going to get saved. You won't have time for all that. It's quicker than that. And we'll be out of here. We've got to be ready. You've got to be seeking the Lord now. Because we don't know. 60 seconds from now, we might not get out this door today. You see. We've got to be ready. It's a time of urgency. We've got to start taking our Lord more seriously than we've ever done before. He gave us a whole book of instructions. Are we reading them? Are we paying attention to them? Or are we just kind of letting it slide? Folks, we got to be serious. You need to be able to pray every day, seeking God's face to desire a relationship with our Lord and Savior. That's what it's all about. Shame on us. We know what to do. But are we doing it? Matthew 6:33 tells us what. Seek God first. You see, it goes from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Seek God first. And all these other things will be added to it. But we need a prayer life. That's right. Father God, we thank you again for this time this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, just lead, guide, and direct us. And Lord, that there be one here this morning that may be a personal Savior. Father God, we just pray that today would be a